Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
All right, real quick, word on the carpet is Nick Cannon was dropped by Viacom CBS after making anti-Semitic comments. Their words, radio personality and television host Nick Cannon was dropped due to his comments made on his podcast, Cannon's Class. It's a video that was recorded back in June. It resurfaced featuring former Public Enemy member Professor Griff. And during that conversation, Nick called black people true Hebrews, referencing conspiracy theories relating to Rothschilds, centralizing banking and 13 families, bloodlines that control everything, even outside America. He also claimed white people were less than and savages due to the lack of melanin. So Viacom CBS was like, you don't look too much. We don't condone hate speech around here, saying they're deeply troubled that Nick has failed to acknowledge or apologize for perpetuating anti-Semitism, and we are terminating our relationship with him, meaning no MTV's Wildin' Out. And Nick wants the rights to Wildin' Out. Should he get it? Moving on. A versus battle is set to happen July 22nd with DMX and Snoop Dogg. It's the Battle of the Dogs. Both DMX and Snoop Dogg have been searching for someone to battle with, and now they have it. So, looks like Jay dodged this bullet. It's supposed to be Jay-Z and Noriega or Jay-Z and Nas. That'll be a dope battle, but I don't think it's going to happen. So, the two OG rappers will battle it out July 22nd live on Instagram. It can also be seen at Apple Music. So, something good. Naya Rivera's autopsy has been completed, and results show that she died of a drowning. According to the Ventura County Medical Examiner's Office, Rivera was identified via dental records, and her cause of death was from accidental drowning. Officials also said there were no signs of foul play, alcohol, or drugs in her system at the time of death. A toxicology test will be performed. And finally, almost 100 people were arrested attending a protest for Breonna Taylor. In those 100 folks that were handcuffed, Real Housewives of Atlanta star Portia Williams, Love & Hip Hop star Yandy Smith, and Tamika Mallory. They were all arrested. Arrested on criminal trespassing charges, disorderly conduct, intimidating a participant in a legal process. Authorities gave protesters a chance to leave the property. That did not happen. It has been 4 months since Breonna has been killed in her home while in bed after three police officers served a no-knock warrant at her home, which was the wrong address. Justice for Breonna Taylor has been a battle cry over the past several months. The police officers have yet to be arrested.